So I'm going to use you all to help me out with the personal shaila over here. So now that I'm in this year, I'm first time in a semi-attached house. So now I'm faced with the shaila, which I think applies to everyone. In my house, there's one window facing the thoroughfare, facing the street. And there are a lot of windows on the side of the house, which are also visible from the street. Not easily visible, but definitely someone driving down the street can see my side windows as well. I have in my house, Baruch Hashem, at least 3, possibly 4 menorahs, depending on which daughter decides to light. You know, that's a whole separate chabura. But definitely got 2 little boys who, Baruch Hashem, are going to be lighting as well. So there's at least 3 menorahs, probably 4 menorahs in my house. Should I be lighting all 4 menorahs in the front window? Or should I take my menorah in the front window and put my children's menorah in a separate window on the side, each one getting their own window, so that the menorahs do not mix and that each menorah is in a separate window? I think it's a crazy shaila. The real issue is, can you have multiple menorahs in one window? So there's a famous machlokas, Shammai by Silel, about how many candles you light every night. Simply put, Beis Shammai says you go down, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And Beis Hillel says you go up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Obviously, in case you missed it, we paskin like Beis Hillel, that you light 1, then 2, and 3, 4, 5. Simply, the Gemara says the reason is because Malim Bekodesh V'lom Aridin, that we go up in Kedusha, not down in Kedusha. Also, it represents the nights that are leaving. In other words, we're counting out as opposed to counting in. Fine, that's the Meshita of Beis Hillel. That's how we paskin. Background number one. Background fact number two. Everyone knows that by Chanukah we do Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin. So the question is, what is Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin? If you want to do the spitz, the best ideal way of doing Chanukah candles, and you have 4 people in your family, so how many candles do you light on night one? No?
4 plus 4.
Night one, you got 4 people in your family. No? Night one.
What's your question?
How many candles are you lighting in your house? If you have 4 people in your house, okay, and it's the first night of Chanukah.
8.
Now, I'm not including the Shamash.
4.
Okay. Night number two, how many candles are you lighting? The Spitz, the Mehuder. How many candles are you lighting? 4 people in your house. 2. He's saying 2. No?
How many candles are you lighting?
How many candles are lit in your house? The second. Okay, you're a good lawyer, yeah? No? How many candles are lit in your house the second night if you got 4 people in your house?
8.
Okay. According to Tosvos, the highest amount of candles that you're lighting in your house to be Mahadrin and Mahadrin is that many nights of Chanukah. In other words, you got 15 people in your house, still on the second night of Chanukah, you're only lighting an ideal mitzvah, the best mitzvah, 2 candles. The 5th night of Chanukah, how many candles is your house having lit? 5. Because according to Tosvos, the way to fulfill Mahadrin and a Mahadrin is to light the amount of candles there are for that night. No matter how many people, no matter if your kid wants to light, your father wants to light, your brother wants to light, each house has 1 Chanukiah, 1 menorah, with the amount of candles per the night, according to Tosos. You're all looking at me funny because you shouldn't be looking at me funny, no? You should be looking at me, yeah, Vaza, Betach, yeah, Ani Svaradi. This is going to be the Svarad Sheminig in a second, but Tosvos says you light in your house 1 menorah. And it should, you should have, if you're real Sparty, 1 menorah, yeah, per how many nights, so 5th night, you have 5 candles, 1 menorah, 5 candles, even if you have your whole cousins and brothers and everyone in the house, 1 menorah. However, the Rambam says the opposite, that the Rambam says, you know, in order to fulfill that spitz, the ideal mitzvah, Mahadrin Mahadrin of Chanukah, every single individual has their own menorah lit. So in other words, if you've got 4 people in your house, yeah, and it's the second night of Chanukah, 8 lights are lit in your house. two per person. You have 10 people in your house, and it's the third night of Hanukkah. 30 lights are lit for Hanukkah. The fifth night, and you've got 5 people. This is basic math. Even I could do this, right? No, 25 candles. It's five. It's however many people in the house is how many lights you have times the night. Okay, according to the Rambam, one person is lighting all these lights. You're looking at me strange because that's not what you do in your house. Your son probably lights, and your brother probably lights, and whatever it is. But Minig Ashkenaz is similar to the Rambam. The Rambam has a different version of the Rambam or a different take on the Rambam. And he says every individual in the house lights their own menorah for how many nights it is. So in other words, on the fifth night of Hanukkah, you have 4 people in your house. Every person lights a menorah of 5 candles. On the seventh night of Hanukkah, you got 3 people in your house, so each individual lights 7 candles. That's similar to what we do. Okay, women don't light our minog for the most part, but every male in the house presumably lights their own menorah however many nights it is. Yeah, you're with me? No, in your house, that's what happens? Yes? Good. Okay. That is the minog Ashkenaz. Svardim Paskin like that Tosfos, that there's only 1 menorah in the house. But the Ashkenazim, we have multiple menorahs in the house. The problem is that the Sephardim make a lot of sense. If you're driving down the block and you see 1 menorah in the window and there's 5 candles lit, so then according to Sephardim, according to that Tosfos, you know that it's the fifth night of Hanukkah because every house only has 1 menorah. You drive past an Ashkenazi house, you know what you think? The house is on fire. No one has any idea. There's 100 candles lit. You have a big, Hasidish family. You got 10 people lighting in on the window. You got, it's the eighth night of Hanukkah. It's scary as anything. It doesn't, you know what night it is? No way. Not a clue. Yeah? Oh, so who's the Persume Nisa for? Okay, yeah. I'm with you. So according to Svardin, the Persume Nisa, I know what you're thinking. Svardin Persume Nisa is for the outside. Ashkenazim, as Tovi is saying, is for the inside. That's great, and then we could end the Chabur now, if not for one line of the Ramah. The Ramah, who we just said, Tovi just told me, the whole Persume Nisa is for the inside, says, guess what? Even though nowadays we light inside for the inside people, you should light near the window or the Pesach. Why? For the outside people. And the Be'er Halacha says, you know why? Because if you light by the outside, the Ramah writes, V'yizaru litein kol echad ve'echad neirosav b'mako miyuchad. Everyone should put their menorah in a different place. Kideshu heker kama neiros marwikin. This is the Ramah. Even though you're lighting, according to Tovia, and according to the simple Pshat Ramah, for the inside people, you should put the menorah in a specific spot so that it doesn't mix, so you can tell outside what night it is. And this way, says the Be'er Halacha, this accomplishes Tosfos as well. So the Ashkenazim are really want to be Sfardim, because we really want to be Choshesh for Tosfos as well. So therefore, stop and breathe for a minute and see what it comes out. Even according to us Ashkenazim, we light the menorah for the inside people, but also for the outside people. And therefore, says the Ramah, you should put the menorah in a makom miyuchad. Halacha l'maisa, now I ask you my question. I've got 2-3 windows that are visible by the outside. One window is for sure more visible by people driving down my block. Other two windows, you could definitely see my windows. No? Definitely you can. Yeah, he's going to stalk me, look right in my windows. Yeah? No? Should my kids light on my side windows or in the front by me? Halacha l'maisa, yes or no? Yeah.
No.
Why?
Because your window ledges are not wide enough for the menorahs, it's not safe.
I hear that. So assume, excellent. So if, let's assume I put it in a special... Agreed, safety comes out of everything. Let's say I put it in a special box and I sit and watch my menorah the entire time. Is it preferably to put 3 menorahs by my front window or 1 menorah by my front window, 2 by my side, which are visible, albeit not easily visible, but visible nevertheless by my side, based on all this, yeah? Yeah. Yeah, but no, but my point is, but now they'll know what night it is, because they'll see on my side window I've got three candles, and my front window I've got three candles. Each window has three candles. If they would drive by my front window, they'd see nine candles, they would think it's the ninth night of Hanukkah. You know, I don't know, they would get confused what night it is. Now, if I put one menorah in my front, they'll see it's the third, they'll see the window on the side has three, maybe I should break it up by windows. This question, I couldn't find that many achronim who talk about it. I found two achronim, basically, who, guess what, say the opposite opinion. Now I have a chabura. The Avnei Yoshva asked this question. He says, according to the Ramah, how are you ever allowed to have two people lighting in one window? I, the Ramah says, if you're also lighting for the people on the outside, makom miyuchad, you have to put it in a separate place. How can you ever have two menorahs lit in the same window? Trust me, it gets confusing. You drive by a house and you see four menorahs in a window. It gets confusing how many candles there are. So what's the pshat? So says the Avnei Yoshva, the only time it's confusing, he says, a big chiddush was in the olden days, because in the olden days, they didn't have a menorah. They would just light the candles on the table or whatever it is, in the stuck into something. But it was, didn't have a menorah. Nowadays, they says we have a menorah, no one is going to get confused because they're going to drive by. They'll be able to see the menorah. They'll see which, how many candles in each menorah. Therefore, no problem. According to Avnei Yoshva, I think, who's a big Talmud of Rabbi Yashiv, he says you should light all three candles of my family, should be lit, all three menorahs, should be lit in the front, because that's the most persume nisa. It may not be so visible for people. No, it is, because everyone is in their own menorah. That's what I saw in the Sefer. The Sefer as well, the Gilyon COVID space, Aaron V. Yisrael, there's a piece in Gilyon 160, he supports the Avnei Yoshva as well. However, on the other side, I saw the Sefer, you can check it out in Hebrew books, by called R. Elio, printed like 2 years ago, by this Rav Tuvi from Bnei Brak. He says like this, he says, no, it doesn't make any sense. If the whole idea, as the Ramos says, is that it should be in a makom miyuchad, so if you've got multiple places which are visible by the main thoroughfare, which is my house, it is the side, you can see the side from the main, not as easily, he says, then only light one menorah in the front, light the other menorahs in different windows on the side. It's not going to be as visible, okay, but at least it's better that they're not each one in a makom miyuchad, like the Ramah says. And if you look, check out the Sefer Yimei Chanukah, B'Halacha V'Agada, he seems to say the same thing. That's not mine. I'll add my one little addition. Take it or leave it. Yeah? I don't know what I'm going to do in practice. I have another week to think about it. Yeah? But Lamaisa, I think I have a proof that you should light it in the side windows. Because there's all, take it or leave it. This is my own. Yeah? There is a halacha if you have two doors that open up to the Rishus HaRabim. So let's say, I don't know, your house is somehow is a road on this side and this side, and you've got two doors that open up right into Rishus HaRabim. There are many poskim, at least in the time of the Gemara, that says you should light two menorahs. Even if you're only one person in your house, one menorah with the bracha by one side, and the other menorah on the other side, it's based on Gemara's as well. The reason being, because if someone drives past the other side, and they don't see menorah, they're going to say, oh, this guy is not keeping Hilchus Chanukah, he's not following the menorah. So therefore, you light one with the bracha on one side, one without a bracha on the other side, to cover your bases, so that no one suspects you of any funny business. So what about if there are two windows? Shouldn't every single person, even if you're a single male and living alone, you should have to light a menorah on every single window to cover your bases so no one accuses you? So that I saw Rav Chaim Kanievsky and Rav Nevin Saul, I saw quoted different svarim, that say, nah, by windows, everyone understands that windows, a house has multiple windows. People don't understand that houses have multiple doors, so if they drive by your door and they don't see a menorah, they may suspect you. But when it comes to windows, people understand. So I would suggest, well, maybe if you want to be super machmir, more machmir than Rav Chaim Kanievsky, more machmir than Rav Nevin Saul, you could suggest, well, how do you know it doesn't apply by windows as well? Maybe to cover your bases, here I wouldn't light an extra menorah for no reason, but if my kids are lighting menorahs anyway, I may as well have them light in every window that is available and visible, rather, by the public thoroughfare. So if I've got three windows that are visible, maybe I should light mine in the main. They're going to light anyway, so they may as well light in every window to cover all my bases. I don't know. Halacha nice. I think it's still a little bit weird to light inside windows. I think from a safety perspective as well, it makes more sense to light in the front. Halacha nice. I'm leaning towards lighting in the front, but I thank you all for listening to my private halachic shayla. Thank you.